Busisiwe Mkhwebane is a 50-year-old South African advocate who is currently serving as the public protector of South Africa, a position she assumed from the 19th of October in 2016 after she was appointed by then President Jacob Zuma. She was born in Betal, Khonala, Mpumalanga on the second date of February in 1970. Mkhwebane is a famous public figure because of the position that she holds in the state. Being a protector exposes her to many people and situations, and she joins us on the line. Good evening, advocate, and welcome to Rise FM.
Yeah, good evening, Beauty, and good evening to the listeners of Rise FM.
Now, advocate, flashback to when you were 10 years old. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be... You're 10 years old.
Yeah, 10 years old.
At 10 years old, I wanted to be a teacher, you know, yes, and because of possibly seeing the teachers and they being my role models at that particular time, you know, yes.
And advocate, becoming a mom when you're still young yourself is an incredibly tough choice. How would you describe your teen mom experience?
You know, it was a very difficult experience. By then, there was a lot of discrimination against a girl child because when you are pregnant, then you are supposed to be expelled, actually. Fortunately, I was never expelled, but I had to then take a break for 3 months to give birth and return back to school. But then during that time, also the issue of, you know, the discrimination, the way you are treated by your peers, because you'll be labeled. In fact, it was just an embarrassment to one and to even one's family. So it was a very difficult moment, but one overcame that particular process.
And how was the support from your immediate family?
That's what possibly kept me going, because my family was very much supportive, and they are the ones who made sure as well that I am not expelled at school, because fortunately also during that particular time, you know, this thing of having a back room, people who are renting at my family's place. So one of them was one teacher from another school who as well managed to, you know, make it or discussed with the teachers or the principal of my school, and they then decided, no, you can be excused for the 3 months and then you'll return back. So that's the role which was played by my family, my mother, my sister. So it was a very supportive role which they've played.
Okay. And can you now just tell us more about your tertiary life?
Then, yes, you know, having passed matric and having applied University of the North, getting a bazaary from former KwaNdebele government, yes. And that's when I then decided to study law. Actually, my first priority was social work, but then there was no bazaary for that. My second option then was law. Then I registered for IBPROC, University of by then we called it University of the North, and now is University of Limpopo. So I studied BPROC, and being there also, you know, has built one's character, because when you are at a university, then you are independent. It's not your normal way of studying. I mean, when you are still at high school, those who are in grade 12 or high school, now you depend a lot on a teacher to teach you homeworks. You are monitored, you know, your parents and even the teachers. But then when you are at university, then you are on your own. Whether you go to classes, no one will ask you. No one will ask you whether you submit your assignments, whether you write tests. So it takes a level of discipline from a person to be at the university. But as well, university, then it depends on the influence or the kind of friends which you associate with, because we are from various and different backgrounds.
Mm.
So again, you need to be level-headed, yeah.
Mm. And Advocate, do you consider your duty as having been a positive or negative life experience, and why?
My life was very difficult and challenging, but then I think it was meant to be like that, to build my character.
Mm.
Because I think the experiences I've gone through, they've taught me in life how to be, look, when you help people because you understand the situation which they face, or you've been through that particular difficult moment. So I think my experience or my upbringing also taught me to be able to treat people with the respect, to be humble, and as well, not put my interest up front, but check on how I can be able to be of assistance to any person.
And how do you think your colleagues would describe you?
They'll describe me as a very strict person.
Okay.
Well, I'm very strict, yeah, which is a trait I've taken over from my mother. And I'm one person who's very, my daughter normally will say I'm OCD. I need things to be orderly, you know, and possibly some will describe me as a person, possibly impatient in a way, because when I want things done, I want things to be done immediately.
And if you could meet any historical figure of the past or present, who would it be and why?
Yeah, they're both late. Winnie Madikizela Mandela, she's one woman who was a woman of strength, one woman who's gone through a lot, hell and high waters, but she continued to be resilient. And I think she's contributed a lot towards the emancipation of, political emancipation of the country. And though the role which she played was never shared openly, or it was then a situation where her character was assassinated, or where she was labeled a problematic somebody.
Mm. What do you want to make sure you do before you die?
I would want to change the life of a lot of African children, not only in South Africa, African children, especially blacks, to have a situation where they will be indeed free, and not only free as individuals, but free in not only politically to be free economically, to be able to sustain themselves. So I think through this process of us contributing where I'm now currently employed, especially issues of bringing peace, issues of resolving disputes through mediation, issues of eradicating wars and conflicts in Africa. I think that will be the biggest achievement. But in South Africa, I think what we need for blacks is a lot of economic emancipation, because we still have a lot of black people who are unemployed, who are facing the poverty or the triple challenges, of unemployment, inequality, the way they are treated. I mean, if you hear stories of farm workers, if you hear stories of those who are employed in the informal sector. So I would want to see everyone being able to sustain themselves, deal with issues of crime, because if we then deal with poverty, automatically we will be able to address issues, especially the socio-economic challenges.
Okay. Now, Advocate, we're going to play a little quiz. I'm going to ask you five questions. When we open Dulongo, true or false?
Okay.
They're not so difficult. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Question number one. Presidential spokesperson Khusela Diko and ex-Gauteng Health MEC Bandile Masuku have been suspended from participating in the ANC's organizational activities pending disciplinary processes against them. True or false?
True.
That is correct. Number two, one of the accused in the Brendan Horner murder case has been granted bail in the Senekal Magistrate Court.
True.
That is correct. Number three, Lions captain Elton Yankees has not been ruled out of Saturday's Super Rugby Unlocked encounter against the Cheetahs in Johannesburg.
Who? Pass, I don't know that one.
You have to guess, true or false?
True.
The correct answer is false. He has been ruled out due to injury. Question number four. Cristiano Ronaldo has tested positive once again for COVID-19.
Ronaldo tested once again for false.
The correct answer is true.
My goodness. Okay. I didn't see that one.
Then the last question. You have to get this one right. Please. The bail application for the Enlightened Christian Gathering Church pastor Shepherd Bushiri and his wife Mary has been postponed to Monday.
Yes, true.
That is false, advocate. The correct answer is Friday, not Monday.
Oh, I know it's postponed.
Yeah. You just didn't know the day.
Oh, I did. The day, yeah. I
okay.
Hey, we're in a beauty.
Akfadu 22, 2 out of 5.
Yes. 2 out of 5.
Yeah. So you have failed this man.
Right. This man, yes. Okay.
No, advocate, thank you so much for making time to speak to us.
Thank you, too. Yes, thank you to your listeners as well. Thanks.
Bye. And that was the public protector, Musisi Mkhwebane. And that's it for this week. Let's do this again next week, Monday, between 7 and 8 p.m. Up next is Fezile Manzini with Rise FM Evenings.